Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Ukrainian counterpart Dmytro Kuleba discuss ongoing Moscow-Kiev conflict and its wider ramifications in New Delhi. Income Tax Department issues recovery notice of over 1,800 crore rupees to the Congress Party. Chief Judicial Magistrate of Banda appoints 3-member team to investigate the death of gangster-turned-politician Mukhtar Ansari. Over 40 people, including 36 Syrian soldiers, killed in Israeli airstrike. In badminton, Indian mixed doubles pair of N. Sikki Reddy and B. Sumit Reddy enter semi-finals of Madrid-Spain Masters Tournament. And in IPL, match between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Kolkata Knight Riders underway in Bengaluru. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Ukrainian counterpart Dmytro Kuleba discussed the ongoing Russian-Ukraine conflict and its wider ramifications in a meeting in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he spoke on global and regional issues of mutual interest. He reiterated India's commitment to strengthen the overall relationship, including bilateral cooperation. In his opening statement during the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said the Ukraine foreign minister's visit gives the opportunity to understand the situation in Ukraine. He said in recent months they have had interactions at various levels and some bilateral mechanisms have also met, which have created a momentum in bilateral relations.
I'm very glad that despite our both of us have fairly heavy travel schedules, we have been able to match it and organize this meeting. In recent months, we've had actually interactions at various levels. I'm glad to see that some of our bilateral mechanisms have also met. I think this has created a certain momentum in our bilateral relationship. And today, after this discussion in the afternoon, we look forward also to the meeting of the Intergovernmental Commission.
The Ukrainian foreign minister arrived in India yesterday on a 2-day visit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed the importance of providing proper training before granting access to artificial intelligence and AI technologies. He said if such a good thing is given to someone without proper training, it is likely to be misused. Interacting with philanthropist Bill Gates in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said in a democratic country like India, anybody can use deepfake. He also called for establishing clear guidelines and distinguishing authentic content from deepfake creations. Mr. Bill Gates also lauded India's technological advancements, highlighting the nation's pivotal role in AI innovation. Prime Minister Modi underscored the pivotal role of digital inclusion in fostering gender inequality and economic empowerment across India.
जब मैं दुनिया में डिजिटल डिवाइड की बात सुनता था, मैं कहता मेरे देश में मैं सब कुछ नहीं होने दूंगा कि डिजिटल डिवाइड हो और डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर ये अपने आप में बहुत बड़ी रिक्वायरमेंट है. आज मेरे यहाँ गांवों तक मैं ये डिजिटल फैसिलिटी पहुंचाना चाहता हूँ तो मुझे लगता है वो बहुत बड़ा टारगेट ग्रुप है. महिलाएं तुरंत नई चीजों को स्वीकार करती हैं, ये मेरा अनुभव है मेरे देश में.
He said the government is harnessing the power of digital technology for modernizing the health, education and agriculture sectors. The Prime Minister said women are more open to adopting new technology in India. That's why the government started the Namo Drone Didi scheme. On renewable energy, Mr. Modi said India is making rapid advancements in the sector. He said the nation wants to make advancements in green hydrogen. The Income Tax Department has served a fresh recovery notice of 1,823 crore rupees to the Congress Party. According to official sources, the tax liabilities pertain to past several years. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge alleged that the IT department is being used as a weapon to harass the principal opposition party. In a social media post, Mr. Kharge said the Income Tax Department has already withdrawn 135 crore rupees from the Congress Party's accounts, which is a fund collected by it through crowdsourcing. On the other hand, the BJP has said that by levelling allegations against the Income Tax Department, the Congress leaders are reflecting their frustration. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, party spokesperson Syed Zafar Islam said the Congress Party failed to follow the correct procedures for filing taxes or making appeals. The Election Commission's C-Vigil app is a hit with voters, with over 79,000 violations reported so far through the complaints app since the announcement of general elections. The EC said in a statement that over 99% complaints have been resolved and close to 89% of these complaints have been resolved within 100 minutes. More than 58,500 complaints received are against illegal hoardings and banners. More than 1,400 complaints received pertain to money, gifts and liquor distribution. Close to 3% of the complaints pertain to defacement of property. The Telugu Desam Party, TDP, today released its final list for the upcoming Assembly and Lok Sabha elections in Andhra Pradesh. The party released their list of candidates for 9 Assembly seats and 4 Lok Sabha seats. With this announcement, the TDP has completed the process of choosing candidates for the 17 Lok Sabha seats and 144 Assembly seats it has been allotted as part of the NDA in the state. In Bihar, the opposition Grand Alliance today announced a seat-sharing agreement for the 40 parliamentary constituencies among the Congress, RJD and left parties. According to the seat-sharing deal, the Lalu Prasad-led RJD will contest 26 seats, whereas the Congress will field 9 candidates and 5 seats have been given to the left parties. In view of seat distribution, the CPI-ML will contest on 3 seats and 1 each will be contested by CPI-M and CPI. The seat sharing was announced by leaders of the Grand Alliance in Patna at a joint press conference. Barring some seats, the Congress and RJD will contest on the same seats which were contested by these parties in the 2019 Lok Sabha elections. Out of 26, the RJD candidates have already filed nominations for the 4 Lok Sabha seats of Aurangabad, Nawada, Jamui and Gaya in the first phase. Meanwhile, scrutiny of nomination papers for the first phase of polling in the state will be held tomorrow. A total of 72 candidates have filed their nomination papers in these 4 parliamentary seats. Maximum 22 candidates filed nomination papers for Gaya Lok Sabha segment, followed by 21 nominations in Aurangabad and 17 in Nevada. In Jharkhand, the general elections for 14 Lok Sabha constituencies has been scheduled to commence from the fourth phase beginning from the 13th of May to the 1st of June. Out of the 14 Lok Sabha seats, 5 seats have been reserved for ST candidates, 1 seat for a candidate representing the scheduled caste, and the remaining 8 seats are unreserved. We have a report from our correspondent.
With the announcement of the general elections, the national and regional political parties have come into action. In the fourth phase, polls will be held on May 13 in Singhum, Khunti, Lohardaga and Palamu constituencies, with the process of filing of nomination papers slated for April 18. Chatra, Koderma and Hazaribagh constituencies will go for polls in the fifth phase on May 20, whereas the nomination for this phase will begin from April 26. The polls for the sixth phase will be held on May 25 in Giridih, Dhanbad, Ranchi and Jamshedpur constituencies. The Bharatiya Janata Party and its allied party AJSU under National Democratic Alliance NDA have already announced a list of 14 contesting candidates, which includes Union Minister Arjun Munda and Minister of State for Education Annapurna Devi. The Indian National Congress has announced the name of their candidates on 3 seats, while the seat sharing between the Grand Alliance party members is still underway. This year, the electoral battle in Jharkhand has become more interesting because many leaders have quit their parent party and joined the rival parties. The Election Commission is hoping a rise in the voting percentage, with over a total of 2,55,18,000 voters, including addition of 5,87,647 first-time voters. Shilpi, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
In Sikkim, nomination papers of 151 candidates were found valid for 32 assembly constituencies, with 14 nominations accepted for the lone Lok Sabha constituency. The scrutiny process has been completed today. Tomorrow is the last date for withdrawal of candidature, after which the list of contesting candidates will be published. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned. to Lok Prasarak ke saath Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the news at 9. A three-member team will conduct a magisterial investigation into the death of gangster-turned-politician Mukhtar Ansari. Chief Judicial Magistrate of Banda has appointed Additional Chief Judicial Magistrate of Banda MPMLA Court, Garima Singh, as the investigating officer in the case. The investigating team has been asked to submit its report within 1 month. The administration has imposed prohibitory order across Uttar Pradesh to maintain law and order. UP Director General of Police Prashant Kumar said additional police personnel as well as Central Reserve Police Force teams have also been deployed in Banda, Mau, Ghazipur and Varanasi districts. Ansari passed away at Banda Medical College following a heart attack yesterday. 63-year-old Ansari was a five-time former MLA from Mau Sadar seat and had been behind bars in UP and Punjab since 2005. The Assam government has extended the Armed Forces Special Powers Act in four districts of the state for 6 months, starting from the 1st of April. Issuing a notification, the Home and Political Department said the disturbed area tag under AFSPA has been extended in areas covering Tinsukia, Dibrugarh, Charaideo and Shivsagar districts. The extension of AFSPA has been extended till the 30th of September this year. The combined index of 8 core industries of the country witnessed a 3-month high growth of 6.7% in February this year, in comparison to the same period last year. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry said production of coal, natural gas, cement, steel, crude oil, electricity and refinery products recorded positive growth in February 2024. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Bharat Ratna Awards at the Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. Former Prime Minister Chaudhary Charan Singh and P.V. Narasimha Rao, former Bihar Chief Minister Karpuri Thakur and eminent scientist M.S. Swaminathan will be given the Bharat Ratna posthumously. Former Deputy Prime Minister and veteran BJP leader L.K. Advani will also be given the top civilian award of the country. In Syria, over 40 people, including 36 Syrian soldiers, have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in the Aleppo province earlier today. This was the second such attack in 24 hours. As per reports, Israeli airstrikes targeted a rocket depot belonging to Lebanon's Hezbollah. Russia has vetoed a United Nations expert panel that has been monitoring sanctions against North Korea. Moscow's decision to quash the renewal of the panel came after the expert committee last week was said to have been probing Russia's alleged purchase of North Korean weapons like ballistic missiles. In the wake of Israel's ongoing counter-offensive in Gaza, the International Court of Justice, ICJ, has ordered Jerusalem to enable the unhindered flow of aid into Gaza to avert a famine. The decision was taken unanimously by the ICJ amid a warning that famine could hit Gaza within weeks. Onto sports, in badminton, the Indian mixed doubles pair of N.C.K. Reddy and B. Sumit Reddy entered the semi-finals of the Madrid-Spain Masters tournament, defeating Indonesian pair 21-14, 11-21, 17-21. Ace Indian shuttler P.V. Sindhu crashed out of women's singles after putting up a valiant fight against Supanida Katathong of Thailand. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru set a target of 183 runs for Kolkata Knight Riders at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. Asked to bat first, RCB scored 182 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs with the help of Virat Kohli's 83 runs. In head-to-head matches, both the teams faced each other on 32 occasions in the IPL so far, with RCB winning 14 of them, while the KKR bagged 18 of them. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and his Ukrainian counterpart Dmytro Kuleba discuss ongoing Moscow-Kiev conflict and its wider ramifications in New Delhi. Income Tax Department issues recovery notice of over 1,800 crore rupees to the Congress Party. Chief Judicial Magistrate of Banda appoints three-member team to investigate into death of gangster turned politician Mukhtar Ansari. Over 40 people, including 36 Syrian soldiers, killed in Israeli airstrike. In badminton, Indian mixed doubles pair of N.C.K. Reddy and B. Sumit Reddy enter semi-finals of Madrid-Spain Masters Tournament, and in IPL Royal Challengers, Bengaluru set a target of 183 runs against Kolkata Knight Riders in Bengaluru. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.